the four.
我们从第一节念到第六节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 6. 1 John chapter
4,
verse
1
to verse
6. 好，那我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神。同时我们可以认出神的灵来，凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，只是那敌基督之的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上。小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬误的灵来。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
当我们一起聚集的时候，我们只有一个心，就是要来敬拜你。
When we gathering before your presence, we only have one heart to worship you.
不管我们是在讲道，我们是在翻译，我们是在听道，我们都愿意这一个时间是献给你的敬拜。
We willing to commit this time is only to worship you, no matter the speaker.Translator and also the favors.
主，当我们把你自己的话语拿来思想的时候，我们需要圣灵来帮助我们。
When we meditate your words, may your spirit help us.
因为你的话，只有圣灵能向我们的心来做解释。
Only the Holy Spirit can explain your word into our hearts.
你的话。是灵，是生命。
Your word is the spirit, is the life.
因此，求主不让我们停留在字句的里边。
May you help us not only understand the words.
主，特别是在这个末了的时代。
Especially at the end of the world.
帮助我们能爱慕你的话。
May you help us to love your words.
而且不仅听了，而且听了能明白。
Not only we can hear, but also can understand.
不只听了，而且能够去遵行。
We can also obey them.
因此，我们把这段时间恭敬地交在主的手中。
So we commit the following time onto your holy hand.
求主照着你所应许的。
According to your promise.
不管在什么地方，有两三个人奉你名聚会，你就会在他们中间。
No matter where and when.If there are more than two people gathering under your name, you will be with them.
我们深信你必照你的应许在我们中间。
We believe that you are with us according to your promise.
我们更渴望主你对我们每个人的心来说话。
We desire you to speak to every one of us.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
最近我去过一些聚会。
Recently, I attend some meetings.
有一个很令人惊奇的现象。
There is amazing phenomenon.
这个能厚一点吗？谢谢谢谢。有不少的聚会人数急减。
And a lot of meetings have decreasing in numbers.
上个礼拜我去一个聚会，总共就三个人。
Last Sunday I went to a gathering. There were only three people.
然后我跟他们的主持人说，三个人就不讲道了吧。
So I spoke to the host, and we only have three people. Should we still keep?
因为三个，一个司琴，一个领聚会。
And one is the pianist, one is the leader.
那我是讲给我自己听。
And I preach to myself.
不过那个主持人非常认真，非常认真。
They are very serious.
他说不可以的，主日就是要聚会。
And they said, on Sunday is for.
所以他们的聚会呢，跟我们还有点不一样。
Their gathering is a little bit different.
全套的次序都印得好好的。
So they had followed an order.
所以整套程序还是照着程序来进行。
So you have to follow the order on the meeting.
过后呢，我倒是有一个的这样的感觉。
So I have one feel.
神造人啊，真的都不一样。
So when God made man, everyone are different.
就算我们这些常在一起聚会的人，我们的个性，我们的习惯也都有很多不一样。
So although we gathering together for many years, but everyone has his natural.
但是稀奇的就是主竟然把这些都不一样的人放在一起。
One of the amazing thing is, God gathered these different people together.
要我们学习真正的主的生命在我们中间的成长。
So, God really wants us to learn to, His life grow inside us.
上个月开始来跟大家一起交通约翰一书第四章的时候。
So last month when I started topic for the First John chapter 4,
我就一跳到第八节开始。
And I start from verse 8.
所以我今天来补还前边一到第六节。
And today I start from verse 1 to verse 6.
因为在第三章末了有一句这样的话。
At the end of chapter 3, there is one sentence.
遵守神命令的就住在神里边，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他赐给我们的圣灵。
Verse 24, The one who keeps God's commandments lives in him, and this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the spirit he gave us.
对于老约翰来说，他觉得基督徒有一个非常非常重要的事情，我们必须都知道的。
So for our old brother John, he thought that there was one thing every Christian should know.
我们不仅仅劝勉大家都要来听主的话语，他的命令，而且要去遵行。
We are not only encourage people to hear God's word, but also obey them.
因为只有遵行主命令的人，他就住在主的里边，主也住在他的里边。
Only those who keep his commandment, he lives in God, and God lives in him.
然后他就提醒我们，我们知道神住在我们里边，是因着他赐给我们的圣灵。
And we also know that God lives in us because he gave us his Holy Spirit.
今天很多基督徒面临两个的难处。
So today, many Christians face two main problems.
有一半以上的基督徒，他们不知道他们里边有圣灵住在他们里边。
More than half of them, they don't know they have a Holy Spirit lives inside.
特别是在近代的神学教育里边。
Especially those who grew up from recent Christianity teaching.
因为我们大量的鼓励人在知识上、智慧上的长进。
So we encourage people to learn more in his knowledge about the Bible.
甚至我们发生了一种的危险。
We also face a difficult,
以为任何一个人能解经了，他就是属灵人。
And people may thought if someone can explain the Bible, he's spiritual. And
以为懂得圣经道理了，他就是基督徒。
And if he know the Bible, he's the Christian.
所以他们常常给人一种概念，就是照着圣经的某些次序，你照着那样做，他们就给你说你已经得救了。
So some people said if you follow some kind of order according to the Bible, you will be saved.
但是后来我发现，真的基督徒往往非常辛苦的活在主的面前。
However, we found that this Christian feel really hard to work before the presence of God.
他们常常会发一个这样的奇怪的问题。
They found a strange question.
你说圣灵跟你说话，怎么跟你说？
You said the Holy Spirit speak to you, and how did it happen?
他说什么话？
And what kind of word he speak to
you? 用什么语言？
What kind of language?
是你自己想的。
This is only happen in your mind.
我们常常发现一个很可悲的现象。
So we found another phenomenon.
基督徒对圣灵竟然好像一无所知。
Many Christians don't know the Holy Spirit.
甚至可以拿来辩论。
And they can also have a discussion about it.
另一个危险是什么呢？
Another danger is...
也是我们今天常常看见的一种奇怪的现象。
It's also another strange phenomenon.
动不动就说是圣灵说的。
And some people said this is said by the Holy Spirit.
哪怕他的感觉完全跟圣经相违背，他都不知道。
Although he didn't realize his feeling is totally different.To what the Bible
所以我们看见在最近的年代常常发生一些自称是基督的人出现。
So in recent years, we found a lot of people call themselves as a Christ.
以前有东方闪电说是女基督。
So, used to be have an Eastern Lightning, they call herself female Christ.
最近因为这些瘟疫的发生，我们才发现还有一个叫做新天地的基督教团体。
And because the coronavirus and we read the news, we found there was another group is called the New Heaven and Earth.
他们也自称他们的领袖是基督带来了。
So they call their leader as the coming Christ.
跟随的信众很多。
And many people follow them.
甚至最近的报章揭发出来，他们在韩国带头的不进行隔离检查。
So, the newspaper report that the leader doesn't obey the government. They didn't isolate themselves.
所以我觉得我们每个基督徒都应该认真的回到主的话语里边。一面我们真的要知道我们是有主的救恩，里边的的确确是生命的问题。
So every Christian should return to the Bible, and everyone should know we truly have the life of Christ.
必须是活在圣灵的教导底下的。
We must live under the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
因为主告诉我们，我求父，他要赐给你们一位圣灵，就是保惠师，他要永远跟你们在一起。
And Jesus said, the God the Father will give you a Holy Spirit, the Comforter will be with you forever.
我曾经提起在约翰一书里边，约翰多次把同一个题目要讲了又讲。
And in the book of John, our own brother John repeat the topic again and again.
因为对他来说，这几个非常基要、非常简单的真理，必须重复的让每个人非常清楚的理解。
And there are some basic truths and.Those are our foundations. Every Christian should understand.
而且不是一种很抽象的概念而已。
It is very simple.
所以他在第三章讲完我们都遵守主的命令以后，他就说了这样的一句话。
So first John chapter 3, and he mentioned everyone should follow the commandment of God.
他说我们所以知道神住在我们里边，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And we know this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us.
但是紧跟着他就给了一个警告。
And after that he gave us another warning.
这就是第四章的开始。
That's the beginning of chapter 4.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是。因为试探有许多假先知已经出来了。
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
因为每当我们要讲到一个真理的时候，讲到一个生命的真实的时候，撒旦就一定会来搅扰。
So when we speak a topic of truth and the truth of life, Satan
他就常常用那些很相似的东西来混淆真理。
So the enemy will use some similar things to mix the truth.
所以当时约翰的时代这些都已经出来了。
So at the time, the false prophet have already gone out into the world.
保罗的时代也是已经有了。
In the generation of Paul, same thing happened.
他提醒那些的门徒说，
He reminded the disciples,
人不拘用什么方法，你们都不要被他迷惑。
So, do not dismiss, no matter people use what kind of, false teaching or methods,do not misleading by them.
人喜欢听新奇的道理。
So people like some new messages.
主耶稣也警告过。
The Lord Jesus also
那些假基督假先知出来的时候，甚至会行神迹和异能。
And Lord Jesus said, oh, some false prophets and antichrist when they appear, they can do miracles.
很多人要因此而被迷惑。
So many people will be misleading by them.
那基督徒呢？活在这样的时代，是不是应该格外的小心？
So Christian who live in this kind of generation.
那么下边他会开始讲到这一种敌基督的灵，他们是有一种特征的。
And there is one common things for
those antichrist. 他们是可以分辨的。
And you can find them out.
他们第一个特点就是高抬自己。
So, one thing of the antichrist is they lift up their self.
他们甚至喜欢得着别人的敬拜。
So they like the worship for men.
因为这是撒旦的灵。
Because this is the spirit of
撒旦的灵，他有一个最重要的特征就是他非常骄傲。
So there's one major factor of the spirit of Satan is he's very
所以弟兄姐妹，我为什么觉得这些是我们在幕后的世代要小心的，就是
So this is why we need to be very careful at it.
因为主的话讲得很清楚。
Because God's word is very clear.
在他来之前，
Before his second coming,
地上很多很多的事情都会发生。
There are many things will be happening.
就如我们目前所看见的许多许多的战争的风声、瘟疫、饥荒、灾难、地震。
So there are lots of things we see and heard about the earthquake and the war and also some virus spread across the world.
而且同时还有一个就是虚假的灵要来到这个世界迷惑许多许多的人。
And also the false spirits and prophets will come out the world, will go out into the world.
所以我觉得基督徒更应该 小心的回到主的自己的里边去。
So as Christians, we need to be very carefully to go back to, to God's Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说过，那时候有人对你说，基督在这里，基督在那里，你们不要跟着去。
The Lord Jesus said, if someone said that Christ is here and there, please do not go with them.
可惜今天就有不少的人喜欢哪里有新鲜就往哪里跑。
It's so pity for those people today that like to go to see some new things.
一个正常的基督徒其实是活得很简单跟很自然的。
A normal Christian should live in, should live very normally and also naturally.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why
因为在主耶稣的教导里边就很清楚这样告诉我们。
According to the Lord Jesus' teaching,
他不是说过吗？两个人在田里，取去一个，留下一个。
Two people on the field, he take one and left one.
两个人在船上，取去一个，留下一个。
Two people on the bed, he takes one and leave another one.
一句话说，就是你在怎样的生活当中，你就怎样的生活。
Make it simple and you just live as normally like other people.
一个真正活在主面前的基督徒的特征是
A Christian who truly live before the presence of the Lord, of Lord.
活在今天。
Live on today.
活好你的今天。
Just live in today.
因为今天就是我能够向主忠心的日子。
This is the day we can loyal to our Lord.
如果今天主把我放在某个工作岗位上
So if the Lord Jesus put us into a position,
你就认真的在那个工作岗位上为主工作。
You just work hard for the Lord.
你不要听人的话说主要来了把所有东西撇下。
Do not hear people and the Lord is coming and you left everything.
除非主亲自对你说你撇下所有你来我派你去做某个事情。
Unless the Lord speaks to in your heart, you left your job, and I led you to do other things.
很多人很奇怪，平时为自己生活。
Many, it's quite strange. Many people live for themselves.
一听到主要来了，赶快想过一种为主的生活。
So when they hear that the Lord will come and
照我的理解，没有这种生活态度的。
They want to live for the Lord. And
主是得着我们的那一天开始。
So on the day when Jesus gets us,
他就要我们属于他，为他而活。
He wants us to live for him.
我今天活着，就应该能够像保罗那样说，是主在我里边活，我为他而活。
So if we live today, just according to the Paul says, it's because the Lord lives in us. I live for him.
我还是常常回到主这些简单的话语里边，大家来共勉。
So we encourage each other to go back to God's word.
有些人总是要鼓励你说，如果主要来，你必须为他做这个，为他牺牲那个，等等等等。
And some people may say, if when the Lord comes back, and you need to do this or sacrifice this for the Lord.
但是一个真正侍奉主的人，奉献自己给主的人。
However, a people A Christian who truly served the Lord.
一个明白自己所得的救恩的人。
A people who truly understand the salvation he received.
他跟世界的分别跟放下的不是在外边这些的各种的物质跟形式。
So the major difference is not the outside things.
而是自己的内心每天都记得说主啊我今天就是听你的话来活。
So the major difference is his inner role that he said to the Lord, I live for you.
而且我常常鼓励自己跟弟兄姐妹的就是
I also encourage myself and brothers and sisters.
主说你只要听我的话。
The Lord said, if you listen to my words,
顺服我给你的安排和旨意
Follow my commandments.
你就是成为我所喜悦的人。
You will be the one I love.
这不是人的宗教观念。
This is not the things for men.
宗教观念是我想要做些什么，主才会喜欢。
The idea for the man is if I do something, can let God happy.
其实主对我们所有的爱，他是要求我们给一个机会，让他能尽情的来爱我们。
So God really wants us to give him the opportunity to love us.
很多时候你跑来跑去，反而让他心里非常的着急。
Many times when we do these things and that, we may make it hard for the Lord.
约翰在这里开始提到几点。
And there are a few points that our brother John mentioned.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。
And this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督子的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上。
But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world.
所有的虚假的灵有一个很重要的目标，就是要否认耶稣基督。
So there is one important aim of the spirit of Antichrist. They will deny the Lord. They will deny the salvation the spirit has done.
所以当我们听见人好像看起来很热心等等等等的时候，
So when we see a person, he has the burning heart.
我们不要因此就很容易的把它当成是圣灵的工作。
And please do not simply treat it as the work of the Holy
Spirit. 而要看他是不是承认耶稣基督。
We need to testify that if he acknowledges the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道外边有很多在外边去好像也在传福音、敲门等等等等的工作的人。
So we'll see some work has done done by some people. They preach.
他们常常试图跟你接触，想告诉你一件事。
They try to tell you one thing.
你对圣经理解的不够，你不认识。
No, you don't really understand the Bible.
而且他常常提出一些问题，叫你真的答不出来。
They'll try to give you some questions that make it difficult for you to answer.
我不知道你有没有遇到这种人。
I'm not sure if you meet this kind of people before.
我曾经遇见过。
I met one before.
他们可能会对你说。
They may say to you.
全本圣经没有三位一体这一个词。
So there is no the word Trinity inside the Bible.
他们会告诉你耶稣基督自己都要敬拜天父。
They even tell you, the Lord Jesus have to worship his Father.
其实在保罗的时代就已经有这样的人。
This kind of people appear in the generation of Paul.
所以保罗当时听见有些人接受这样的教训就急得不得了。
So, when Paul heard there are some people receive this kind of teaching,
因为有些人来对基督徒说你单单信耶稣不够的。
Some people said, It is not enough for you to just believe in Jesus.
你还要守律法呢。
But you also need to
follow
the
commandments,
follow these traditions.
我个人认为说
My understanding is,
凡事不管他是什么人
no matter who he is,
他跟你讲话的目的是让你对耶稣产生他还不够。
So the main purpose of this conversation.
他想告诉你，在耶稣的救恩之外，还必须有东西要加上去的。
They try to tell you, beside the salvation of Christ, Jesus Christ, there's something else.
你就远远的离开他。
And you will, and please depart from him.
这种人还有一个非常迷惑人的地方。
And there's another, false teaching from this, this
man. 他们会跟你讲一些自己神奇的经历。
They will tell you their very, amazing personal experience.
有一个年老的传道人说过这句话。
This old preacher said one
他说有人来跟他说，我以前呢、啊、对主认识不够，我现在因为参加了某某团体，我现在很热心，我圣经懂了，全部都懂了。
So there one people came before him said, I used to be have a cold heart for the Lord. However, when I joined a meeting, I have a burning heart and I understand the whole Bible.
然后还告诉他。
And also, tell our opponent,
我以前不热心，我现在热心，我能够禁食十天、二十天、三十天。
I have a burning heart. I can for the purpose of the Lord, I can fast for 10, 20, 30 days.
我不仅以前专顾地上的工作。
I used to be only focused on the work, On the world
我现在工作我都辞掉不干了，我就专门去传道。
And I already resigned from my job, and only I'm a full-time preacher.
结果那位年长的人非常非常的有经验。
And our old brother is really experienced.
他说你给我说的这些都不能向我证明你以耶稣基督。唯一的满足。
And based on your experience, you can't testify that the Lord Jesus Christ is your only satisfaction.
你是想给自己制造满足。
You try to make satisfaction for yourself.
还有一件最简单的试验就是。
There is another simple test.
一个人如果追求到一个地步，他变得骄傲了。
When a person pursued the Lord to a certain point, he become proud.
其实不用受训练，人就本身会骄傲。
And you don't need to be touched by another person.
如果你被训练了，你对你的骄傲更加上一层可夸的资本。
You will be more proud when you are trained.
你更要小心。
You need to be very careful.
我读过的一本书这样告诉我。
I read one book.
他说如果因为你是基督徒你就自视比别的人更加圣洁更加高级一点。
The book said if you feel more holy than other people because you are a Christian.
我就怀疑你信的是不是耶稣。
Then I have a question for you that are you truly believing the Lord Jesus?
因为从耶稣的教训里边很简单的告诉了我们。
From the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是说你们劳苦担重担的人到我这里来我就使你们得安息。
So it tells us, if you have a burden, you come before me,I will give you a rest.
他说我的担子是轻省的我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light.
所以一个基督徒如果做得咬牙切齿那么辛苦也是走错了路。
So if a Christian he feels hard on the journey of the Lord Jesus,
因为主从来不把重担给我们的。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ,
他要我们在非常非常的自然平和的里边来领受他所赐给的救恩和生命。
He wants us to receive the salvation and life in a very natural way.
跟我主就讲了一句非常本质性的话。
After that, the Lord Jesus said,
我心里柔和谦卑。
I have a soft heart.
你们要负我的恩，学我的样式。
So you need to learn my pattern and also have my
burden. 弟兄姐妹，一个真正属耶稣的人的特征必须是。
So a person who is belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
柔和谦卑的特征。
He must be humble and has a soft heart.
今天我不知道为什么 在宗教的里边有许多的人整天夸自己有这种恩赐，有那种恩赐，有这样的本事，有那样的本事。
I don't know, in the Christianity, there are lots of people boast on their gifts.
其实这些灵如果不像耶稣自己的，我们都不需要去接受跟去欣赏。
And if this kind of Holy Spirit is not the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't need to accept them.
我们刚才说到离基督子的灵，
we also mentioned the spirit of Antichrist.
他在各种各样的方式里边来搅乱人对耶稣的认识和经历。
He tried to mix the understanding and the experience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
另一种的离基督的形象是什么呢？
Another phenomenon of the spirit of
Antichrist. 也是我们今天随处看见的现象。
We can easily see.
他们打着基督教的旗号。
They said they are the Church of Christ.
但是他们不承认耶稣的神性或者人性。
However, they do not confess the nature of the Holy Spirit and also the
man. 他们不相信单单靠主的宝血可以得蒙拯救。
So they do not believe people can be saved only by the blood.
他们不相信童女生子，他们不相信复活升天。
So they do not believe resurrection and also do not believe a virgin can give birth.
当然他们更不相信耶稣还要再来。
They don't even believe that the Lord Jesus will come again.
如果这样的人在教会中来教导人，你会知道有多大的危险吗？
So do you know how dangerous if this kind of people teach this kind of people teach in the church?
因为我知道有些教师公然的在讲道中这样的讲。
I know there are some teachers said this in the public.
他说你，我现在不想跟你们争论耶稣是不是童女生的。
So he said, I don't want to argue with you if the Lord Jesus is born
by a
virgin. This is not important.
耶稣的教导非常的好。
The teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要学他的教导。
We need to learn his teaching.
耶稣到底要不要再回来不重要。
It is not important for the Lord Jesus if he comes.
我们要活出一个有道德的生活出来。
We need to live in an ethic way.
这是今天事实上带来的危机。
So this is the risk of the knowledge.
他以为人的理性无法解释、无法接受的东西都可以不要。
So they think if a certain knowledge that we cannot understand, we can neglect it.
严格的说，这种叫做造私意的敬拜，造私意是自己的意思。
This is the worship according on their mind.
在旧约就叫做秋坛的敬拜。
And in the Old Testament, this is called the worship on the altar.
秋坛就是人，我自己有日心，我照我的想法，照我的最好的方法，我来建造一个敬拜神的地方。
Okay, we have that means we have a burden in our heart. According our wills, we build a certain order or temple that we use them to worship the Lord.
他们今天所建造的秋坛是什么呢
？So what's the what kind of the order they build?
他们用所谓的科学。用心理学，用哲学。
They use all kind of knowledges.
他们试图用很多很多人的智慧来解释圣经中的话语。
So they try to use man's wisdom to explain the word of God.
其实这种背后也是同样的，是人的自我和骄傲在作鬼。
So at the back of this is the pride of man.
好像 神成了像地上的偶像那样，是随着人的意识被塑造出来的。
So God, they think God is just like the idol on the world. It will be changed by man's will.
他们是属世界的。
They are belong to the world.
世界上的人也听从他们。
And people who are from the world will listen to them.
那这是主耶稣在世的时候就告诉门徒的。
So this is the things that when the Lord Jesus tells
his disciples. 你们呢是我从世界中拣选出来的，拯救出来的。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, you are the people who are chosen from the world.
所以世界不会喜欢你们。
And the world will not like you.
但是今天一种虚假的灵在劝告基督徒。
There is another false spiritual tells Christian.
特别你会听见不少所谓的祝福的福音。
So you may hear some blessed gospels today.
他给你说主就要祝福你在地上这样成功那样成功。
He tells you the Lord Jesus will bless you, you will make it, you will be success in the world.
他换一个方法来叫人可以合理的来追求属世的东西。
He changed another way to encourage people, you can pursue the world.
你继续可以追求世界的虚荣。
You can also pursue the glory of the world.
财富。而且你越成功你就越荣耀主的名。
The more you are successful, you will be more,
他们甚至告诉人说一个基督徒如果贫穷如果生病如果遭难其实都不对的。
They even tell people, as a Christian, if you are sick, if you are in poor condition.
像这样的讲论让很多的人就奔到他那里去。
So, this false teaching mislead a lot of people.
因为人想现在好了，在世上可以做财主，到天上就做拉撒路。
And these people think, oh, I can be rich in the world, and when in the future I can be Lazarus, I can just like Lazarus.
但是一个真正的基督徒听了主的话，对世界有一个很准确的判断。
However, if a person, listen to God's word. He will make a,
因为约翰在前边就告诉过我们
Brother John told us,
人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面。
If a person who loves the world, the love of Father will not in him.
凡是爱世界的心父爱父的心就已经不在那里。
If you love the world, you don't have you don't have the love for the Lord.
我为什么今天特别要提出这种种在我们所处的世代里边会迷惑我们引我们偏离主的正路的这种的虚假的灵。
This is why I mentioned these few points and especially in our generation there are lots of spirits of the Antichrist.
所以约翰在这里一开始就说到你们要试验。
So in the beginning, our John said, you need to test the spirits.
怎样来试验他们呢?
How do you test them?
他们所说所做的跟圣经一致吗?
What they done and what they said, are they same as what the Bible record?
但是你要达到这一步能分辨你我就有一个必须好好的把主的话藏在心里的本领。
So if you want to do some this kind of test, you need to keep the Lord's word in your heart.
我相信在我们中间的弟兄姐妹读圣经的机会还算偏多一点点。
I believe that our brothers and sisters have quite a lot of opportunity to read the Bible.
因为我看见我们中间很多弟兄姐妹，他们有参加各种的读经小组，自己在家里的读经计划。
So I see that there are many of our brothers and sisters have read the Bible regularly and also
因为你如果没有主的话，你怎样可以判断人跟你讲的是错误的呢？
If you don't have God's word, how can you test the word from other people?
第二个检验这种人的方法。
Another way to do this kind of test.
就是主耶稣所说的好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
A good tree will bear good fruit. However,
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
According their fruit, you can know the tree.
尽管他们可以讲的非常非常的迷惑人，
although they can tell you a lot of things that which can mislead people，
但是你要观察他们行事为人的结局。
However, if you see the end of their work and see their fruits，
这里也从侧面警告你跟我。
On the other hand, on the other side, it also reminds us and warms us.
我们都有一颗心愿意去向人传福音。
We have a heart to preach gospel to people.
这是非常好的。
This is very important and this is really good.
你要知道有个更重要的事。
But you need to know there is one more important thing.
我们的生活结果给人什么印象？
And people will see the work of our life.
我常常觉得很可惜的就是有些时候
I feel some pitiful sometimes.
我们关心某些人和亲戚向他们来传福音
We care for certain people and care for our family.
但是同时就是我们的行为我们的言语我们让他们不能接受福音。
However, because our, the words and also our behavior, it make it really difficult for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
难怪有些不信主的人让他这样的来挑战基督徒。
And some unbelievers challenge Christians.
我所追求的你也追求。
The thing I pursue, you are also pursue.
我所贪爱的东西你比我还贪爱。
The thing I love, you love even more than me.
你叫我信耶稣但是为什么耶稣没有改变你？
You tell me I need to believe the Lord Jesus, but why the Lord Jesus does not change you?
你给人一个错觉以为我们都是在讲空话的人。
So you give people a feeling that we only speak in empty.
当然我们诚实的基督徒会诚实的对人说我身上有很多失败不好的东西。
Yeah, confess that we said to unbelievers, yes, it's true, we have a lot of bad things in our hearts.
但是我要告诉你的是耶稣真的很好。
But the one thing I tell you, the Lord Jesus is really good.
俄国有一位非常出名的文学家叫托尔斯泰。
And there's a very famous person called
托尔斯泰。不要紧，不要紧。他写过几个非常出名的小说，最出名的叫做《战争与和平》。
So he wrote a lot of famous novel. One is called The War and Peace.
对，被公认为世界的名著。
This is very famous in the world.
他自己就讲过这句话。
He said one thing. He said.
因为他是个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
但是他常常失败。
However, he fell a lot.
但是他是一个诚实的人。
But he is an honest people. Honest person.
他跟那些看见他的人说这么一句话。
He said to those who know him.
你们虽然看见我常常跌倒。
Although you see me, I fail a lot.
但是我跌倒我是不情愿的。
And this is not what I want.
弟兄姐妹，我怕不得这一个每次跌倒 你我都有这种深刻的不情愿。
So, when we fell, and, we have a feeling that this is not I want to do.
然后他还说
he also said,
我每次跌倒我起来了我都朝着耶稣那个方向走去。
So every time when I was felt, I woke up again, I walked toward to the Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说在这条路上我可能会跌倒几百次。
In other words, I may be on the journey to the Lord Jesus Christ, I may fall
more than
100 times.
改过。
But my direction is correct.
你觉得奇妙吗？
Do you feel amazing?
有些时候一个真正里边敬畏主的人
And most of the time when a person has a fearful heart to the Lord
就是在他的失败跌倒里边你都能看见主的真实和恩典
You can see the mercy and the truth of the Lord in his failing journey
最糟糕的就是你虽然表面好好但是人碰不到里边那个诚实的向着主的那种愿望。
The worst case is that, although you are really good outside, but people cannot touch, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ in, which inside your heart.
另外一个分辨这种人。
Another way to test, those false prophets, false people.
就是刚才我所提过的一点。
And the point I mentioned before.
他到底整天像个做老板的人发号施令呢
he just,、Is he like a boss just give commandments?
还是像做仆人一样的像耶稣所说我来要受我来服侍人而不是来受人服侍
Or he just like a servant that he come to serve peopleJust like Jesus come to serve people, but not be served by others.
所以在这个幕后的时代让我们常常回到主自己的里边去一面用他的话来衡量各种各样的现象。
In this generation, we need to go back to the Lord's words so we can test different phenomena.
一面我们提醒我们自己当怎样活在圣灵的同在当中
On the one hand, we need to remind ourselves how can we live at the presence of the Holy Spirit.
必须是爱慕主的话的人
We need to be the person who loves God's word.
必须是有了主的话而且去遵行的人
But we are not only love His word, but we also have His word and obey it.
必须是能够结出好果子来证明你的生命已经被改变的人
So we need to bear good fruits to testify our life.
必须是一个心灵谦卑回转像小孩子一样的人。
So we need to have a humble heart and also return like a child.
所以我们接着这些话互相的鼓励互相的提醒。
So by these words, we encourage everyone.
也许我们常常软弱，甚至有跌倒。
Maybe we are weak and fell a lot.
也让我们能够像托尔斯泰所说的，我每次跌倒，我心里都不情愿的。
Just like our brother said, every time we fell, and however, that is not I want.
我每次跌倒我站起来我还朝着耶稣走过去
Every time I get up again and I walk to the Lord Jesus Christ
人就会从你的生活上从你的追求上看见耶稣的美妙
So people will see the amazing of the Lord Jesus Christ through your life
另外因着现在是一个最末了的时代
And because this is the end of the world
让我想起了一个事情
Let me remember one thing
从历史上每次改换时代的转机当中
So in the history the turning point of every generation,
或者危机当中
or the risk of every generation,
主总是差遣先知和他的仆人到百姓中间去传讲福音。
And the Lord sent his prophets and people to preach the gospel among the world.
而每一个传讲福音的人，包括先知，都是人所不喜欢的。
So every those people preach the gospel, they are the people that not are not liked by the world.
但是他们忠心于主对他们的托付。
However, they are loyal to the Lord.
他们要把神的心意来告诉这个世代。
They tell God's willing.
我选用以西结书，以西结的时代，当时犹太人已经被掳了。
I choose the generation of Ezekiel.
他给他们的一个的鼓励和警告。
They give them a encouragement and also warning. Ezekiel chapter 18, 30 to 32.
对，在那里这样说的。所以主耶和华说：“以色列家，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们。”你们当回头离开所犯的一切罪过。
So it says, therefore, you Israelites, I will judge each of you according to our own ways, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent, turn away from all your offenses. The sin will not be your downfall.
这样罪孽就不使你们败亡。你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，制作一个新心和心灵。
Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and a new spirit.
以色列家，你们何必死亡呢？主耶和华说：“我不喜欢那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。”
Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent and live.
所以在每次神要审判人类的罪恶的时候，
So every time when the Lord Jesus Christ judged the world,
他总是要差派一般的使者出去传福音。
He will send us, send some people into the world to preach the gospel.
因为他说他绝不喜欢罪人灭亡。
So the Lord said he don't take pleasure in the death of people.
他喜欢罪人悔改，可以来得着救恩的生命。
He likes sinners to repent and get his life.
当然，他这里说你要做一个新心和心灵。
So here he said you need to get a new heart and a new spirit.
其实在后边一点点，神自己也亲自应许说。
And the Lord Jesus also promised that.
我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里边。
I will give you a new heart and put the new spirit inside.
在新约这一件事就更加清楚的成全。
It is more clear to see the thing is.Has been done.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他就非常非常公开的来对人说。
When the Lord Jesus came into the world, he spoke in public.
他要把赦罪之恩和重生的恩典赏赐给人类。
So he will give the grace of forgiveness and the grace of reborn to the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们彼此鼓励。
So dear brothers and sisters, we encourage each other.
我们在这个地区刚刚开始一个小小的聚会。
So we start a new meeting in this.
我们有很多不足和软弱的地方。
We have a lot of weakness and a lot of.
但是记得主也要我们在这里成为一个唤醒罪人可以悔改的地方。
So you also know that.This is the opportunity that the Lord Jesus wants us to become a people.
特别我们越来越知道主回来的日子是很近了。
We know that the time of the Lord Jesus' second coming.
让我们不是在那里紧张的为自己的明天安排。
We are not here to arrange our tomorrow.
因为我们的明天是有准是有保证的。
So our tomorrow is assurance in the Lord.
因为主掌管我们的明天。
He govern our future.
我们的明天是在神的手里，是绝对的，不需要我们担心的。
So our future is in God's hand.
但是我们必须准备好自己，是否准备要迎接他。
However, we need to prepare ourselves if we are ready to.
我们是否在这最短促的时间里边？我们更愿意把自己成为一个能够去叫人来得着救恩的声音。
So can we be the voice that can let people to believe the Lord Jesus in this such a short time?
所以我求主让我们每一个弟兄坐在这里的弟兄姐妹都有一个心智，在这一个幕后的日子，让我们愿意去把福音传给我周围的人。
So I really ask the Lord to help us, to every one of us has a willing heart to preach the gospel.
你说我不会用很好的言语向人传。
Maybe you said I can't speak.
但是你有两件事你肯定可以做的。
But there are two things you can do.
你求主把这个有负担的人放在你的祷告中。
But you could ask the Lord.To help you to pray for this person.
在你的心中有一个的确关心他灵魂生命。
So in your heart, you really care for his soul.
还有一件就是你自己常活在主的里边，让人看见你的从主来的平安和稳妥。就会羡慕你所信的耶稣。
So you need to live in the Lord, and you, when people see the peace from the Lord, they have a desire to get it.
以赛亚书说到大复兴的时候。
In the book of Isaiah,
他说到在大复兴的时候，有十个的外邦人会拉住一个以色列人说。让我们跟你一起去见你们的神。
So in a certain time, there are 10 Gentiles will drag Israel to ask him, let us to meet your God.
因为我真知道神为你们行了大事。
Because I know that the Lord has done a great thing for you.Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们虽然活在这个最末了的时代。
Although we live at the end of this world.
主啊，让我们心不惊慌，不像世人一样。
May you give us a peaceful heart.
主也让我们知道，时间既然那么短促。让我们能够忠心活在你的面前。
May we can live loyal before you.
好让我们能够让你从我们的身上活出你自己的生命。
May you help us can live out your life.
好让我们能够为你爱的感动去唤醒我们周围的朋友。
So we could wake up our friends because the move of your love.
主不管怎么样，我们愿意你在我们中间被高举。
No matter what, Lord Jesus, we would like you to be right,
我们愿意
live up
你的福音被广传。
We are willing to preach your gospel.
我们愿意你的爱在我们中间，让我们能够活出你爱的见证。
So we willing to let your love live up among us and.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ.